أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وواعدنا موسى 30 ليلة وأتممناها بعشر فتم ميقات ربه 40 ليلة. وقال موسى لأخيه هارون اخلفني في قومي وأصلح ولا تتبع سبيل المفسدين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 142 of Surah Al-A'raf. The Bani Israel was emancipated through the power, the Qudrat, the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And after that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the one incident where they were caught up in the previous habits of idolatry and idol worship. And now, during the time when Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was with the Bani Israel in Misr, in Egypt, he had said to them that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give us our own shariat. Allah ta'ala will give us our own code of life. And that will come directly from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So it was here that the Bani Israel, after emancipation, then requested Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam for this code of life. What would this be? Of course, that required revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this. Allah says, وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 layla. And we had taken a promise with Musa alayhi salam, or we had made a promise with Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, 30 laylatan of 30 nights, وَأَثْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ. Then we supplemented it, we culminated it with 10 more nights. فَتَمَّ مِقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40 laylatan. And that completed the promised time with his Rabb of 40 nights. What happened was Musa alayhi salatu wassalam then was called by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, come to Tur Sinin, Mount Tur, to the Sinai desert, and over there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires to grant. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, O Musa, you will fast for 30 days, such a fast that will be 30 days and 30 nights. There will be no iftar in between, there will be no break, no sehri in between. It will be a continuous fast. And this was the spiritual strength of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. In some riwayats we find these were the 30 days of the month of Zulqa'dah. But then what happened was Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he had felt he could get the odor from his mouth. 30 days and 30 nights of fast, obviously there will be an odor from the mouth that comes. And here he had the previous experience when he came from Madian, that there was kalam, there was speech with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So how am I going to speak to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this condition? So Musa alayhi salatu wassalam then made miswak. He broke a twig from a tree and he cleansed his teeth, his mouth with miswak. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, do you not know that the smell, the odor of a fasting person is more beloved to me than the smell of musk? So now you complete another 10 days fast. So that was the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. And then on the 10th of Zulhijjah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made kalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had spoken to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. So from here we learn the very important aspect, that of there was an i'tikaf, there was a fast, and there was also kitab, the revelation that had come down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which we all would observe in the month of Ramadan, in the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just one word of caution, here in our shariat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not prohibit us from making miswak whilst we are fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ خِصَالِ السَّائِمِ وَخَسَائِلُ السَّائِمِ. The best of the habits of the fasting person, as-siwak, is that he makes miswak. So in our shariat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not forbid us from making miswak whilst we are fasting. However, it is more encouraged than anything else that we continuously make miswak. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this 40 days of i'tikaf and 40 days of fasting of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Obviously he was the Nabi of his people and he had to now get a successor, somebody that had to look after the people, and hence وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِي Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam said to his brother Harun alayhi salatu wassalam أُخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي Harun, you become a successor to me in my people. In other words, you will look after all the affairs of the people. We found this was the noble habit of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when he would leave Madinah Tayyibah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would appoint a sahabi, sometimes Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Other sahaba were appointed to take care and charge of the affairs of the people. So you succeed me fi qawmi with regards to my people. And then wa aslih, the second command was wa aslih, that continue to see to the matters of their reformation. That this is a qawm, this is a people that had come out freshly now from slavery, and they are a people that would have a different kind of mindset. So you need to be very cautious, so you will continue with their reformation. And number three, وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ And do not follow the path of the mischief mongers, the people that create corruption. In other words, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was very explicit when he had given Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam these instructions. But we also need to bear in mind the very important thing that Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was also a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in no way would Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam follow anyone that would create corruption or mischief on the earth. But this was the advice that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had given to his people. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.